Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future. And now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Time now for the Christian Arcand Show.
Yo,
it's all Arcand on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It is the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. I'm Christian Arcand. Zach Coe is back behind the glass. We have a short show tonight, just going until 9:15, and then it's Red Sox pregame. So you still get 4 hours of Arcand, but the last one is going to have to be reading a lot of ads. It's basically what Red Sox pregame is. I get to say, like, three things. I get, like, one take. I get to read the lineups. And really, the whole rest of it is just brought to you by Subaru, brought to you by everything. It's the whole show. Anyway, very excited to announce our guest tonight at 7 o'clock will be Jeff Passan of ESPN. And that's who you just heard right there talking with Carl Ravitch a couple days ago when the Red Sox traded Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants, who they just so happen to be playing tonight. A 10:15 first pitch, Hunter Dobbins and Hayden Birdsong, which is one of my all-time favorite baseball names, by the way. Hayden Birdsong, get out of here. That is a computer-generated AI name. But the spotlight, of course, is going to be on the not first baseman. We found out he's not going to be playing first base this weekend, at least not tonight, for sure. Maybe they'll pull the old switcheroo tomorrow or Sunday, but tonight, not at first base, which is disappointing too, isn't it? I wanted to see that. I wanted to feel that anger. I wanted to feel that rage watching him play at first base. Right there, right along the visiting dugout with all the Red Sox players looking out at him while he's playing first base. That would have been good TV. But that's okay. I'm not going to hold it against Bob Melvin because it's going to be good TV anyway. And at 7 o'clock, Jeff Passan, who today, if you missed it, put out a screed, long piece, and riveting. I think I read it two or three times today, front to back, about what happened with the Red Sox, what happened with Craig Breslow, what happened with Rafael Devers, and how it all came to be. I'll read some excerpts from the piece. Pete Abraham over at the Globe also had a fantastic piece today about some of those same things with some different details. Some details overlapped in both stories, a lot of them did, including a couple of anecdotes, which I think point to maybe even a bigger story than what we're getting right now. I don't think we're done with this yet. I don't think this is over. I think there's still reporting to be done. I think that maybe by the end of the year, depending on how the year goes, we may still be getting some information. Let me put it that way. And that's not in any way to say that I think that the reporting was incomplete by Jeff or by Pete or by anybody else. Yeah, Sean McAdam or Cotello or anybody else has put something out in the last 2 days here. But I do think that there is going to continue to be information that is released by various people, by maybe Devers camp. The Red Sox maybe are holding off on information that they might want to release later on. Already got a couple of that, a couple of little pieces of that we got today. As we found out about Rafael Devers when he was 17 years old, getting pulled off a different plane. We'll get to that. And we'll get to all your phone calls as well at 617-779-7937. Now, I just want to head this off at the pass. I want to nip this in the bud. I know that there's people out there who are tired of hearing about Rafael Devers. To those of you, I can only say I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. I could do something about it, I guess, but I choose not to. I am going to continue discussing Rafael Devers, especially because this is a unique situation. It's very rare, and I've said this the last couple of nights, but I'll repeat it again here because I think it's important. It's very rare that you trade a guy to a National League West franchise and then have to see him right away. It's unusual. Red Sox fans at Fenway Park have still not faced Xander Bogaerts at Fenway yet. That's still not happened. They played against him in San Diego, but when the Padres came here, Bogaerts was out, and they haven't played him again. When Mookie came here, it was emotional, but it was a while after the trade. And Rafael Devers got traded not even a week ago. Not even a week ago. This is still very raw. If it's scabbed over with you already, bully for you. I honestly really mean that. I wish I could get over things that quickly. I wish I could just put things out of my mind and watch this team, who's playing very well, by the way. It shouldn't be lost on anyone that the Red Sox are putting together their best stretch of baseball that they've had all year. I do wonder if, after reading all of this information, all of this reporting about the last month plus with Devers, and even going back beyond that to spring training when things really started to unravel, I do wonder that if the team was better right out of the gate, if the team didn't start the first 2 months of the season hovering around 500 the entire time, I wonder if maybe they were like a wild card team. Not great, not like the Yankees or the Tigers or something, but good, you know, like five games over 500, wild card team in the mix, not really a ton of distance between them and the middlers, but you're also not down there with the middlers either. You're like a step up from that, and you're in the hunt. Would that have made a difference? Would they have been more tolerant of Rafael Devers? That's a question I'd like to ask Jeff. I'll ask him that at 7 o'clock. Because I do wonder about that, because I think that's the thing that's gotten fans and people like me the most, that's gotten my bowels in an uproar for sure, is the fact that you're finally winning. You're finally playing well. It's finally happening. All these things that we've been begging for the entire year, things that we wanted to click. Can the offense and the situational hitting click with the starting pitching, and can that click with the bullpen, and can they stop blowing saves, and can the starters get out of the first, and you know, can they drive in a run, can they get a run in extra innings when they're the away team, like can they do anything? And they kept finding all these new ways to lose, and it just was a nightly thing. It seemed like it was always something different, but every single time they found a new way, and then that finally was starting to turn, and then Rafael Devers got traded. And I do wonder if that could have maybe swayed things. I wonder if that would have been enough to get John Henry and Craig Breslow and all these other guys to sort of swallow their pride and say, yeah, you know, this guy really is trying all of us here. And yeah, he wouldn't move after Cassis blew out his knee. By the way, there is a quote from Devers in the Pete Abraham story. You ready for this? There were certain points when I was reading all this today where I thought, you know, maybe Rafi was just misunderstood. Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe Devers actually was not, you know, that bad. Maybe he was actually just a guy trying to do his job or something. You know, like there was many moments in here that I think humanized Devers in various ways. And then there's this from Pete Abraham. I couldn't believe this. He said, they wanted me to play first base. And I told John Henry that eventually, yes, I could play first base, but maybe next year. It was not my fault the players got hurt. I felt like if another player got hurt, they would move me again. Yeah, maybe, because someone got hurt. It's an emergency. That's what happens. We're also finding out now, Devers said today, that if they had just approached me in spring training and asked me to play first base, I would have played first base. No, why would someone ask you to do that in spring training? They had a first baseman, dummy. Like, what are you talking about? Well, if they had just asked me when they had a first baseman and absolutely no reason to ask me to do this, if they had just done that, then yeah, sure, I would have done it. What?
My favorite quote of the whole saga was when he was meeting with the media and was like, what's next? They're going to ask me to play outfield?
Probably not, Rafi. Probably not. For all the Devers defenders, and there's a good amount of them out there, how do you defend that? How do you defend a quote like that? Well, if they had asked me in the spring, why would they ask you in the spring? What earthly reason would they have to ask you in the spring with Tristan Casas right there? The only reason that they asked you, it's like he still doesn't get it. The only reason that they asked you to do it is because it was an emergency. Something really awful happened. That was awful watching Casas collapse like that. And he was on the ground for 10 minutes before he could even get up. That was a tough day. Whatever you think of Tristan Casas, you don't want to see a kid go down like that. And Devers, it's like he still doesn't get it. He still doesn't grasp the idea that, yeah, you know, it wasn't really about us wanting you to play first base. It's that we needed you to play first base. We needed. And I'm sure that Red Sox don't want him to play first base when if they've had their choice of almost anybody else. What would you want him to play? He does not good at third base. He can barely play the position he's only ever played. So, yeah, he probably would have sucked at first base. But the fact that he's saying things like that, doesn't that just prove he still doesn't get it? Or maybe he does now because he's with the Giants. And the Giants asked him nicely. The Giants asked him nicely, hey, Rafi, we're going to need you to do this and this. First base, DH, that's it. And Rafi said, okay, sure. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, as my mother likes to say. And, you know, I don't know how you defend that. I just don't. And that's not to say that I think Craig Breslow comes out looking great in any of these stories either. He doesn't. Craig Breslow, passing hammers Breslow. I mean, he hammers him in this piece. I'll ask him if this is how it. This is how I took it. He basically suggests that Breslow gets fired if you read it a certain way. And I'll ask him if this is how he means it. And if he doesn't, then I'll apologize to him. But there is a part in here that I read and I thought, oh, huh, okay. And here's what it says. Earlier this year, Carl Mosch, a Red Sox area scout in the Pacific Northwest, was logging off Zoom and said, thanks, Brez, you bleeping stiff. We know the story. Comment was heard by those in the virtual room. Mosch was fired. His words were catnip to those aggrieved by the Devers trade. And if a low-level employee's gripe can turn into a rallying cry for paying customers, it might be time for an attempt to eliminate chaos from the franchise's playbook. What does that mean? Eliminate the chaos? Well, he's the chaos, right? That's a pretty big thing to say. That's a pretty big thing to suggest. Because this is just straight up reporting. He does a couple of times really hammer ownership too. And I think they certainly deserve it. One of my favorite things that he wrote was that the Red Sox are a big market baseball team in a funhouse mirror. A distorted reflection of what it could and should be. Oh, is that so true? That's absolutely what they are. They're a team with a lot of money. They're a team with, as he writes, a rabid fan base, a beautiful stadium. He writes a successful television network, but I'll give him that one. A history that dates back to the turn of the century, and they still find themselves regularly salving self-inflicted wounds. Chaos is every bit the brand of the team as the Green Monster is. And the current iteration comes not from the detritus of a long-standing lack of success, but an operating philosophy that better resembles plucky mid- and small-market teams than a financial leviathan. The Red Sox are a big-market baseball team in a funhouse mirror. They certainly are. I mean, that's a great way of putting it. And he also, in the very beginning of the piece, lists off all the other bad things that happened. Theo Epstein in the gorilla suit quitting. Terry Francona. John Lester, Mookie Betts, Manny Ramirez. I mean, you know, it's just you go right down the list. And not only is there a bad breakup almost every single time. Even with Lester, I was like, well, Lester breakup wasn't so bad. It actually kind of was. You remember John Henry coming out to like hug him in the parking lot? And Lester was like, like, get away from me. let me leave. I don't want to hug you. What am I hugging you for? The offer they gave to Lester was embarrassing. And I remember they had this meeting with him. And what came out of the meeting was that they played this video for Lester. You remember this? They played this video for Lester, and it was like, you could be a Red Sox legend. And they showed like all these legends of Red Sox past, and Lester watched it, and he's like, great. So where are we on the contract? And okay, I guess you're not meeting my turn. All right, that's a great video, John, but I think I'm gonna move on now. It'll be we'll go on from here. I'm all set. Don't think I'm gonna re-sign that. You want to trade me? Go ahead and trade me, which they did. This part of the passing piece I also thought was interesting. Says that after carrying the highest payroll in Major League Baseball in 2018 and 2019, John Henry tightened the purse strings. And when Mookie Betts was shipped out in 2020, Xander Bogaerts followed him and signed with the Padres for $280 million. That was $100 million more than Boston's final offer. The restlessness of Red Sox fans hit overdrive. Save for their surprising run to the ALCS in 2021, mediocrity had become the norm. The days of Pappy and Manny and Pedro were nearly two decades in the rearview. Devers was their lone, homegrown, everyday player. So, he represented an opportunity for the Red Sox to illustrate that they remain dedicated to the now as much as the future. And so, multiple high-ranking officials in the baseball operations department opposed the idea of locking up Devers long-term. They were overruled, and in January 23, Devers agreed to a 10-year, $313.5 million contract extension that would begin in 2024. Multiple high-ranking officials in the baseball ops department opposed the idea, and they were overruled. Now, this, I think, is very interesting, because if they got overruled, they would have had to have been overruled by John Henry, right? But do you get the sense that John Henry really wanted to do this? Do you get the sense that John Henry really wanted to give anyone this kind of contract, let alone Rafael Devers? I don't know about that. I wonder who had the like, could Henry at this point have been so obsessed with his image and the optics of what it would look like if they let Devers walk after trading Mookie, or if they traded Devers too back then, or whatever. I mean, like, if it goes Mookie, Bogaerts, Devers, they're all gone. Maybe he thought he couldn't come back from that. And you remember when they signed Devers to the extension, it was gushing. He's going to be here for the rest of his career. He's going to retire a Boston Red Sox. What a great day this is for the Red Sox. We've locked up this guy that we love and who grew up here and who is a Red Sox through and through, and that we couldn't be happier. We're overjoyed. And the funny thing is that Devers so far has been living up to the contract. He's a DH, yeah, sure, but as far as hitting's concerned, he's earning that money. He's earning every dollar of it. It's not a bad contract yet. It probably will be at some point. And the fact that he's not playing the field anymore does cheapen it, I'll agree. But, you know, you were never paying for his defense to begin with. Any money you gave him, you weren't giving to him because of the way he played third base. You were giving it to him to go out there and mash, and he's been mashing, and he's going to keep mashing in San Francisco. I have a feeling he's going to mash a few tonight, actually. Although, we'll see. I feel like Hunter Dobbins does have a flair for the big game, doesn't he? He has a flair for these kind of dramatic moments. He'll go out there, make up some story about the Yankees, go out and then kick the Yankees' ass two straight starts. That was awesome, by the way. And so now what? He goes out there, puts one up and in on Devers, knocks him down in the box. I'm not saying hit anybody, but, you know, send a message. You think Dobbins would be afraid to do that? He wasn't afraid to go out there and tell some ridiculous story. And then when he found out, oh, yeah, the story's not true, he didn't carry triple down. He's like, whatever. Still go out there and kick your ass. I got a good feeling about tonight, although I do think Devers is going to be looking to send a message himself. Because one thing that you can take away from all of these articles is that it got really, really bad this year. It got really bad. It got really personal. It was very snippy. And in the end, it was a decision that was not motivated by baseball at all. That's the one biggest, I'd say the biggest lie from the press conference that we heard. Kennedy and Breslow. Dan Shaughnessy asked that. I think somebody else asked it before Shaughnessy did, but like, was this a baseball trade? Did you do this for baseball reasons? And they're like, absolutely. Absolutely not. No one believed that to begin with, first of all, by the way. It's not like you had a bunch of people going, yeah, okay, well, he said it's a baseball trade, so I guess it must be. Like, no one believed that at all. But now there's absolutely no doubt that this was anything but a baseball trade. And that's, I think, the big major headline here, is that this was done for personal reasons. It was not business. There was a business aspect to it, and they were happy to save the money, but this wasn't done just, you know, because they felt like it was good. But now, this was personal. This was 100% personal. Breslow took it personal. Henry took it personal. Everyone, I think you can agree from reading all of this, everyone in the Red Sox, the people on the team took it personal. Cora took it personal. Rafael Devers pissed a lot of people off. And that's really what this is all about. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Jeff Passan will join the show at 7 o'clock. We'll discuss his piece and this game tonight, what to expect here. Also, some of the reporting that we heard from June Lee getting contradicted here in both of these pieces. We'll get to that in just a moment. And Alex Cora's role in all of this is something that I think needs to be examined. It's reported here that Alex Cora was not against this trade. And I wonder just how adamant he was about not being against the trade. We'll get to that with your phone call. 617-779-7937 is the phone number if you want to call or text in. First, here is Zach Coe. We'll get you caught up on what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Red Sox open up a three-game series against Rafael Devers and the San Francisco Giants tonight. First pitch of game one at 10:15 Eastern. Hunter Dobbins getting the start opposite Hayden Birdsong. Devers is 3-for-11 with an RBI in his first three games as a Giant. You can listen to that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Christian Arcan will have the Mass Mutual pregame show at 9:15. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney will have the call of the game again. First pitch is at 10:15. Red Sox today confirmed that rookie Christian Campbell has been optioned to AAA Worcester. Corresponding move, outfielder Willy Abreu was activated from the injured list. In other Red Sox news, the Sox today traded left-handed pitcher Zach Penrod to the Los Angeles Dodgers in exchange for cash considerations. Penrod was designated for assignment after that Rafael Devers trade on Sunday. Over in the NBA, the Pacers forced a Game 7 with a 108-91 home win over the Thunder last night. Indiana had six players reach double-digit points. Game 7 set for Sunday night at 8 p.m. in Oklahoma City. Earlier today, the Bruins announced that Steve Spott has been added to the team's coaching staff as an assistant. Spott spent the last three seasons as an assistant coach for the Dallas Stars, overseeing their power play that had a 23.7% success rate over the last three seasons, which ranks seventh in the NHL. Revolution are off this weekend. They'll host Nashville SC on Wednesday night at Gillette. And finally, LSU will face Coastal Carolina in the Men's College World Series. That best of three series begins tomorrow. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Christian Arcan show, including Jeff Passan joining the show at 7 o'clock. Coming up after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
This is 630 Headlines.
I mean, everything's headlines today. It's kind of a evergreen segment today on the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. By the way, we're coming to you live here in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, where we're live in Boston, up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. And if you're not in any of those places, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. A couple of texts I want to read. Texter in the 413 says, Arcan, is Jeff Passan the dude that rolled up on Scotty Scheffler that morning? He got arrested. No, that was Jeff Darlington. It was Jeff Darlington, football guy. ESPN guy, you got that right. And they're about the same age, I would say. I think they're all 40s, like early 40s. So, yeah, elder millennials like myself. But no, wrong guy. Texter in the 978. Of course it was a baseball trade, Arcan. Okay, let's hear this one. They don't have a spot for him. They don't. They don't have a spot for him. He's a DH. Of course they do. They don't have a spot for him. Despite his hitting ability, someone had to go with too many bodies. The best alignment was him out. The best alignment was him out. Is this Sam Kennedy or Craig Breslow? One of the two. Who says alignment that much?
Only them.
Or maybe it's higher. It's the higher view AI bot texting us. Could be that. maybe this is like a joke. If it is, then bravo 978. They got younger on the major and minor league level, plus an arm in the bullpen. Yeah, okay, well, sure. Yeah, an arm in the bullpen and getting younger in the minor leagues, that's worth Rafael Devers, I would say. That text has to be a joke, right? That's not a real text. If it is, bravo, because you got me there. Anyway, a couple of headlines I wanted to talk about. One headline that I feel like there was some headline, maybe a little bit of reporter beef here. As Jeff Passan really poured a lot of cold water on the June Lee report that Rafael Devers was offended by the idea that Christian Campbell would take grounders at first base, or that he opted to take grounders at first base, that he rubbed them the wrong way, got all bent out of shape about that, said it lessened his stature. That was refuted in this piece here by Jeff Passan, who we'll talk to at 7 o'clock. And it wasn't like they spent a lot of time on it, but it's not like he minced words here. And I just had it highlighted. Let me find it here. Okay. The Devers deal has unleashed a poisonous recourse. Boston fans frothing to consume any nugget that reinforces their belief in Breslow's incompetence. The discussion around the Devers deal has devolved into falsehoods taking root. Calls it a falsehood. There are small ones, like Devers being mad at Campbell for volunteering to play first base. He wasn't mad, according to multiple sources. If one of those sources was Devers, that's funny. I wasn't mad. Do not write in the newspaper that I got mad. That's a very famous tweet by that guy Drill. Do not write in the newspaper that I got mad. But if it's multiple sources, I tend to believe that. And then bigger ones like the report claiming that a person who interviewed the Red Sox for a baseball operations job went through 5 rounds of AI-only questions. Team was concerned enough about that to release a statement on Wednesday, shooting down the report. Three sources familiar with the team's hiring practice said they use a company called HireVue. We know that. They use AI to ask questions and record video to screen prospective employees early in the process. Other organizations around baseball use the same software. So that
it wasn't AI.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, HireVue. So maybe the falsehood was how many rounds of interviews it was. Either way, that's a pretty hot shot right at Jun Lee there. I like those Jun Lee tidbits. I didn't think you'd have any reason to make that stuff up. And it's true that they do use an AI program for the interviews. It may have been exaggerated to what extent. And the Campbell thing, I guess, that one's sort of a, how are you going to report how he felt? That's sort of one of those tough things to get to. Unless he says directly, I was upset by this, then it really is kind of a he said, she said, because you're reporting on a feeling. it's hard to...
Campbell talked down in Worcester, too, and he said that that was news to him, that Devers was mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, he might not have known. But either way, made for some good discussion. And even if you erase that, erase the whole... Because I yelled and screamed about that the other night, too. So let's assume that that's not true. It's still very safe to say and true to say that Rafael Devers behaved like a child throughout this entire thing and is still continuing to do so. That comment tonight, if they had asked me to play first base in the spring, I would have done it. Like, okay, all right, Rafi. We get it. you're really you're sort of making their point here, aren't you, with that? Not that I wouldn't take him back in a heartbeat. I certainly would, but... Stuff like that is hard to defend. It's hard to defend. It's hard to justify. Does that mean he should have gotten traded? Probably not, but it does give a window into just how difficult the Rafael Devers experience was. Mike is in the car. It's 617-779-7937. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Arkan. I love your show, and I'm just wondering if you're preparing your apology note.
To who?
Oh, you said if the Red Sox go 6-3 on this road trip, that you were gonna come up with a big apology about how you were wrong about everything.
Okay, you're right. I did say something about that. I did. Well, I think I said I'd be back on the bandwagon. I don't know if I said I'd apologize, but if I did say that, then I certainly will. Who'd I say I was going to apologize to?
I don't know. I just want you to align with us, Arkan.
I want
you to align with us.
Okay.
We are supporting this trade. And by the way, you keep saying they got nothing back. They got a kid who was ranked higher than Roman Anthony last year at this point.
Cool.
Kyle Harrison.
Great.
I mean, they got some good pieces.
By
now, I'm not
spot.
With it. They didn't get enough. Yeah, but they didn't get enough. No, they didn't. But they got something back, all right?
Okay, great. And something that may become something somewhere down the road. Kyle Harrison, I don't think he's going to pitch for the Red Sox right now. If he was, they'd put him in the lineup, wouldn't they? When they put him in the rotation today? If he was good enough to pitch for the major league club and they just got him for Rafael Devers, wouldn't they want to show everybody, hey, look at this pitcher we got?
Well, and it all comes back to service time. Hatfield from Sox Prospects said that if he's down beyond July 4th, they get another year of control.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? And you know that it may not be the headline, but you know that matters. You know that's part of it. And someone's like, all right, good job. All right, keep him down there. Keep him down there. Get that sweet, sweet service time. I don't care that he was ranked ahead of Anthony last year. Anthony clearly surpassed him. And, maybe he ends up being a good pitcher next year or the year after. And maybe somewhere down the road, we're sitting there watching a Kyle Harrison start and thinking, that was really tough when they traded Devers, but hey, not so bad. Look at this kid and how he's pitching 2028 or 2030 or whatever when he finally makes the team, when he finally gets called up and is part of the rotation. And maybe he'll be good, all right? Maybe he'll be... Their next, it's not like they have a lot of other great pitching talent in the pipeline. They got a couple of guys, but no like aces coming up that I'm aware of, or anybody who's pitching like an ace at the minor league level at this point. There's some guys that they like, but no one's shooting up the minors like Campbell and Anthony did, and just completely bowling over all the AAA pitching. Like that's. And if I thought that this kid was doing that or if this was the kind of the player that you had, listen, I'm not going to say it's nothing. The two kids in rookie ball could end up being something too. But I don't think that you're getting much of a return for this season, and I was to believe that this season was about winning, not about planning for the future, not about trading your best players so that you can bring in more prospects and plan for 2028. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of that over the last 5 years. Ever since they traded Mookie Betts, I was pretty much done with that whole thing. And they kept it going for 5 more years after that. And then this year was supposed to be the big different year. This was supposed to be the year where they invested and they let Breslow spend, and they did. They let him spend on Bregman. Not long term or anything, but they did. They traded for Groche, which meant trading away prospect capital, and then they extended him, and they gave a pretty good contract to Aroldis Chapman. All three of those guys have lived up to the money so far, even Bregman with the injury. Texter, by the way, says, Arcand, is Bregman going to be enough? Can Bregman, does he have enough left in the tank to be a full replacement for Devers? I say probably not. I say probably not. Not that he can't be good. I mean, he can. But him and Devers were in the lineup, and it wasn't like that saved the day. Like, I think that you need to, even when Bregman comes back, I think you still need to do something to try and upgrade your offense and get it back to what it was ideally going to be when you had Bregman and Devers there together. I think Bregman coming back will give him a boost for sure. I mean, of course, how could it not? But I wouldn't just say, ah, yeah, we're good. We're good. Bregman's coming back. Okay, well, he was here. He was here, and Devers was here, and they were hitting right next to each other. It was Duran, Devers, Bregman, 1-2-3, every single game that they all played together. And they had a couple of weeks where the offense really wasn't doing much. I mean, Bregman was, obviously. And then there was a stretch where Devers was the best hitter in baseball. But let's not act like it was all perfect at that point or that the offense was this well-oiled machine. It never was. Even right now, it's not. Even right now, the offense is still kind of a problem with all the winning that they're doing. And I forget who I said I was going to apologize to. As soon as the caller said that, I was like, okay, this sounds familiar. This sounds like something I would say when I know there's like no chance it can happen, which I thought the Red Sox were going to sink beneath the waves these last 2 weeks. That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that the Yankees and the Rays were going to pile drive the Red Sox. And not only did that not happen, they beat them, they traded Devers, and they're still winning. So what the hell do I know, I guess is the main question. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. I want to address some of the comments about Devers that were brought up here in these two articles, including an anecdote about another time that Rafael Devers was pulled off of a plane while in the Red Sox system, which I didn't know about. It's an old story that just surfaced, ironically, after he gets traded away, and it doesn't make him look great. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Even that Monday, after that Monday, when Rafael Devers has his press conference and the Ghost takes out Grounders at first base, that is, if you are a player on that team and you don't take offense to that, then I don't know what you're thinking. Because basically, he just pushed it back in your face of this thing that he refused to do to help the team. Oh, I'm on this team now. Now I'm going to help them. Like, if you're a player in the Red Sox, I already think that on Monday that showed the sort of like whatever attitude. But to me, it has gone to the next level of that. Because of what Rafael Devers has agreed to do for his new team.
Rob Bradford on with Jones and Keefe yesterday, talking about the reaction of Rafael Devers' teammates. And we all heard the reaction for the most part. Even Brian Bayo, who reportedly was, you know, kind of close with Devers, he was talking about him yesterday. And it was through the interpreter, so sometimes things get lost in translation. But if you watch him, it's not like you see a guy who's all busted up. Jaron Duran saw him get taken off the plane, turned to Rob Refsnyder and said, wow, it's crazy, and took a nap. I mean, it didn't really seem like there was a lot of members of the Boston Red Sox who were devastated by the news, even as it was happening in real time, which was, I got to think, pretty shocking. Wow, that's surprising. Wow, I can't believe they actually did it, but they weren't upset. Or it certainly doesn't appear that way. In Pete Abraham's story, which I thought was very, very good, I thought both pieces of everybody, really, I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm repeating these blurbs back to you, but I think that Passan, Abraham, Cotillo, and McAdam all have put out tremendous, and Bradford too, tremendous pieces about everything that went down here and have really given, I think, a great insight into what led to all this. And then there's this from Abraham. Devers homered in his last game as a member of the Red Sox, helping them beat the Yankees. He told reporters after that his issue with the team were in the past, and then he boarded a team bus to Logan Airport. Then it got awkward. The traveling party was on the plane when the trade was finalized. Takeoff was delayed as Devers left the plane and returned to Fenway to collect his belongings. It was a full circle moment for Devers. In 2014, the Red Sox decided to move him from the Dominican Summer League to the Gulf Coast League in Florida. His first time playing in the U.S. But officials at the Red Sox Academy learned that the 17-year-old Devers had spent the night before his flight partying with teammates. The plane was stopped while taxiing, and Devers was taken off. He instead had to wait a few more weeks before making his debut in the U.S. This time he was leaving the only organization that he knew. Now, I've never heard this story. I don't know that anyone ever has. I've never heard anyone refer to it. I've never heard anything about this at all. You have to imagine that this story did not come from Rafael Devers. And while I think that Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow in their Zoom call press conference, which I still hate saying that, by the way, but in their Zoom call press conference, they really went out of their way to avoid stuff like this. And what exactly is this? They learned that he had spent the night before his flight partying with teammates. And so they said, stop the flight. Get that 17-year-old kid who we were ready to promote to our next level in the U.S., get him out of the Dominican League. No, we're going to leave him there because we found out that he partied last night, or was there a problem on the plane? Was he having drugs? You know, was he hungover? What are we talking about here? Was it like... like out of high school, like the sleepaway camp or something, and you got caught with a bottle in your sleeping bag, and then all of a sudden you can't go to recess anymore. Like what is this? I got to imagine that a player, even a young 17-year-old, going out with his teammates before a big promotion like this is something that probably happens a good deal, I would think. I don't know this. I was never in the Dominican League. Never made it that far in my baseball career. But that doesn't seem like something you'd stop a flight and pull a kid off the plane for. And yet, here that little tidbit is. And I find that to be about as, I don't want to say, because it's definitely not as heavy as putting in the Boston Globe that Terry Francona had a problem with opioids. Okay, that was disgusting when they did that. This isn't that, by any means. But it's in the same lane, you know. It's in the same kind of, well, he's gone, but hey, you know, back when he was, this isn't the first time he got pulled off a plane, if you know what I mean. When he was a teenager, oh yeah, he was real drunk one day or whatever the hell the story. I don't even really get the story. But that to me seems like something less than honorable. Not by Abraham to print it. I mean, you get a story like that, you're going to put it in a story about Rafael Devers, but whoever's given him that information, I feel like maybe could have thought that one through a little bit more. If the team really cares about not smearing him on the way out, and it seemed like they did. It seemed like that was something that they were prioritizing. It seemed like Sam Kennedy, and maybe it was just an edict that they got from up top, John Henry up there in his office saying, you guys don't say anything about Devers. I'll do all that. I'll release all the stories about him. I'll tell Pete Abraham whatever he wants to know. He'll put it right in my paper. You know? And again, I mean, I look at a story like that and I think, well, that's interesting, but that was a long time ago. And in both of these stories, while there is talk of how Devers wouldn't do press and he wouldn't talk to Nesson and he wouldn't talk to, you know, I probably wouldn't talk to Will and Lou or Will and Joe last year, whatever. You know, like, I don't remember a lot of that. But that seems to be, like, aside from not moving or not wanting to move from first to third base and lighting up Craig Breslow, those seem to be the biggest offenses. Right? And at the end of the day, I mean, you sort of look at it and think, this really seems to have happened very abruptly. And it seemed like the tolerance for all of this was just non-existent. And maybe you agree with that. Maybe you agree that Devers deserved all of this and that, you know, when a boss asks you to do something, you just got to do it and that's what the money's for and blah, 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 blah. And to many extents, I agree with a lot of that. And I don't think that you can really defend Devers' behavior. But it is also on the general manager and the chief baseball officer and all those people in the front office to understand who their players are and understand their personalities. And understand how sometimes, especially with baseball players, because they're all a little wound up, sometimes you got to treat them differently if you want to get the most out of them. And that's the other crazy thing about this, is even though Devers felt he was being terribly mistreated, he wasn't, but he felt like he was still raking. So it becomes a question of, well, can you tolerate the disrespect here, Devers? And if you're the Red Sox, can you tolerate his bad attitude? And neither side was really tolerating the other one at all. Devers didn't speak to Breslow. He had the president, the owner of the team, fly out to Kansas City, and he basically told him, get out of my face. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing that. We have an update about Jeff Passan. He will be joining the show at 8 o'clock, not 7 o'clock. So if you are tuning in now and expecting to hear Jeff Passan in 5 minutes, it's actually going to be an hour in 5 minutes. But what we will do at 7:30 instead is, what should we do? Should we do nightly news at 7:30 or should we do an Arcan Fire at 8:30? Or 7:30, I mean.
We could do either one. Okay. There are the juror stuff from Karen Reed.
No more now. We're not doing any more Karen Reed. I'm done with Karen Reed. I had a whole nother... Now I forget what it is, but I had a whole nother nightly news that I was going to do, and now I can't remember what it was going to be. We weren't sure when Passan was going to join the show, so I left the rundown kind of open tonight. A little peek behind the curtain here. But yeah, we'll figure it out. 7:30, we will have either an Arcan Fire, we'll have nightly news. 8 o'clock, Jeff Passan from ESPN will join the show. He is asked to push it back, and I believe he's traveling right now, so we'll obviously accommodate him however we can. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.